What's going on, K-State Nation? Another episode of Pearl Watcher Podcast starts right now. Boy, we slacking. Eddie Greer here for another postcast edition here on this Tuesday. Not Monday, because we didn't do anything. Well, there are recordings waiting to be posted, but no episode up yesterday. There will be immediately following this recording of K-State Women's Soccer getting it done over the weekend over South Dakota State. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, again, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Again, I've been so all over the place, focused on trying to deal with this, trying to deal with that, trying to figure out what next steps are as far as down the road. It's early stages, but anyways, again, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Boy, again, I got to say first to our listeners, thank you so much again for hanging in there with me. So it's been already wild. So my mind's been all over the place. Sorry about not posting the episode yesterday. I will get this podcast out tonight. Immediately since I'm done with this. So again, I totally forgot about the postcast. Oh my Eddie, oh my goodness. What are you doing? But anyways, yes. Women's soccer, football. Almost a week and a half out. Yes, sir. September 5th, Nichols next week. Finally, this countdown will be over next weekend. Colin Klein era begins later on. Men's women's basketball, women's volleyball. Women's volleyball starts Friday night against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Cross country. Again, we will get to that. I'll get to it at some point. I don't know when. I better just keep it safe because every time I promise something, I don't do it. So I'm gonna give myself a leash there on that. Of course, baseball, track and field, men's women's golf also coming up very soon this fall as well. Women's tennis, who dibble dabble last fall. I'm pretty sure they might do it again. Women's rowing. We covered it all on our podcast. So definitely apologize for yesterday going a little dark. They're a little bit, I should have known. I should have known better by now, but apparently I don't. So, but hey, I'm in early stages right now. I got to figure some stuff out outside of podcast. But anyways, speaking of this podcast, K-State shuts out South Dakota State last Sunday, 2-0, and for the second, and here we go with this pattern, for the second straight year, K-State under Colin Corbin opens up the season a perfect 4-0. Couldn't ask for a better start yet again. Last year, we're all excited. This year, same thing. How about the start to the season at home? Your home schedule, Music Family Park. You take care of business, and you do a lot. I believe, hold on. Did we allow a goal? I want to go back real quick. I don't quote me on that. Do not quote me on that. I want to go back real quick to let me see here if I can pick that up. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I did. That's what I thought. Okay, yeah. So 3-0 last Thursday against Missouri State. They opened a home portion for Colin Corbin and her squad, and then you shut down. I mean, both teams are undefeated, but only one will walk out of there undefeated. It's your K-State women's soccer team that walks out undefeated so far early in the 2026 season. Take care of business against South Dakota there, 2-0 in this ball game, in this match there as well. Yeah, so you don't allow a goal. Maddie Sibling, who I was bragging about last year, continues to do Maddie Sibling things, shuts down the opposition, right? And we're going to stay on the Sibling train for a minute. She set the school record for a career in shutouts over the weekend. Last week, I should say now, with 11 there, tying Elena Weiermeyer. That's a name we should all be familiar with, or not. She was one of a great goalkeeper, one of the first goalkeepers for K-State, obviously, from 2020 to 2022 there as well. Let me see here. Let me open this tab, the box score there. K-State, your soccer team now 4-0. South Dakota State drops to 3-1, and Langley Mayers scored her first goal of the 2026 season. past halfway in the first half there, getting it from Rylan Rentale, who's been spectacular to open up the season there as well. And then Gabby Demers got the insurance goal early in the second half there. And that was all K-State needed there. And defense took, and Maddie Sibling took care of the rest there. And Myers scored her second goal of the year with the assist there from Lauren Moylan and Langley Mayers there as well. So there's that. But K-State, we talked about this offense in the last podcast against Missouri State. Super aggressive. And I talked about in that postcast, go check it out. You're fresh face, fresh ears to this podcast. Please go back. Well, make sure first off, you do subscribe first. Second, make sure you go back and listen to that postcast and recent episodes. I will be dropping the rest of these positional previews. I got to finish what the wide receivers, running backs, and QBs. That's all that's left there. And most of them have been done. So you're going to start seeing these drop as we get closer to the football season. But the other football, led by, obviously, Rylan Rentale, Allison Marshall, Madeline Sibling, you're starting to see Gabby Demers step up to the plate a little bit now more, right? And the offense was a sore in its homestand. 22-5. Shooting or kicking any offensive game the Jackrabbits. Lady Jackrabbits. Oh, South Dakota State. 22-5. A lopsided stat. And Maddie Sibling in the defense handled business. Only one save there. I know the stats might tell maybe different there. South Dakota State had 6 of those saves, but 2 of them got past them. Corner kick, South Dakota State 3-2 there. Offsides, K-State had issues there. That's probably maybe the only issue of the match over the weekend. There ain't nothing. And then K-State defouls. 11-5 on K-State. Ejections. South Dakota State saw Mallory Benhart get ejected in this game, and a yellow card went to Rowan Town this game as well. So this was a little physical match there in the game in this game here. But K-State has the last laugh, shutting out the Jackrabbits and boosting their record to 4-0 now to open up the 2026 season. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. A little late with the postcast. Sorry about that. Day late. Apologize about that. Eddie Greer III dealing with other things per usual. So now he's going to have to, in the midst of this craziness, podcasting, trying to figure out, hey, what's Eddie want to do on the racing side, on the running side? We'll get to that on the EG3 side later on. And then, K-State, no, hey, starting next Saturday, hey, no more working Saturdays. I know, with the route and everything else, that in favor of Saturday, but I can't do that. I'm already giving up Sundays, and that's hard enough as it is. So, I can't give that up because K-State's going to, at least on the football side, going to be knocking out these games starting next week. The stripeout game to open up the 2026 season on the football side. We've been telling y'all all summer long, get ready for that game there as well. Rylan Rentale, some numbers here real quick. 16 career points now. Now she's moved to 7th, tied up there in the K-State list right there. And how about, hold up. Let me see here. How about Gabby Demers real quick? Go back to here real fast here. What do I see? What did I see here? She's registered her first 3-point match in her career. That's what I saw right there as well. So you're starting to see these players, Alaney Mayers, Lauren Moylan, Coley Dilbeck. This offense is hot right now. So they're being... They wanted to be aggressive. We're seeing it. I wanted to see it, right? So there's that there as well. And then, of course, Colin, we got calling Corbin here. We're going to get to her right now here after this team shutting out South Dakota State, boasting their record of 4-1. Not 4-1 yet. Sorry, 4-0, undefeated, baby. In the season to start. Quote, I think the maturity of our group, we score early again and continue to put us out the front foot. Which is great. The moment from Allison Marshall drawing the red card from their goalkeeper, like that was an individual choice to go and gamble and take a risk. And that's obviously kind of what our season's been about so far. So there's a lot of great moments in the very beginning part of the game that I think set the rest of the match up for success. But I also was really proud of just our defensive effort. Overall, it's something that we really built our identity in our press, in defending, in our defending mentality, and just having individual moments work out for us because of our work, our energy, and our competitiveness. And so it's just really felt like a complete performance today. Credit to South Dakota State again. They're really incredible competitive program historically, and I know that they'll do great things this upcoming year, and they still cause us problems even when they're a lady down. So good work for us to walk out of this and learn some lessons while still getting a result. So, yeah, so Allison Marshall calls that. So, guys and gals, look, I said this all along. Even with Mike DeBeanie, who started all this, right, the defensive foundation continues to stack up each week, every year. And Colleen Coleman just insert her imprint, or really continues to put her stuff in the defense right there as well. So it's awesome to see. We're seeing that on the football side with Colin Klein reinventing the wheel in the physicality. I'm hearing this. I mean, I'm not out there in the practice field, seeing it, hearing it, and all that. We can only go off of our experts in the K-State field, who also cover football and do podcasting just like us. They're a little bit more closer than I am. So they have the inside scoop. And so it's nice to see again the new coaches. I'm including Colin Klein in that. kind of revealing the wheel a little bit and just adding on, putting their style into it, right? So yeah, man. It's exciting to see it. We're seeing it. And this is why, K-State's women's soccer on the rise. I'm telling you now. Hey, can climb the ladder a little bit, right? There as well. Maddie Sibling, staying on here. Another shutout. Recording shutout number 11 in her collegiate career. And now holds down the most shutouts in K-State history. We're not even a third in this season. these opponents are in trouble. This is from Maddie Sibling. Quote, I actually didn't know until I got to warm up and one of the camera people came up and told me, but I think it means a lot to me just because I've had such a long career in soccer. That's not what I want to say, but I spin it in my own words. But I think it's also a testament to our entire back line. They're incredible, doing everything they can to keep the ball from even getting to me. I'm just very proud of all of us. And then, of course, continuing with Maddie Sibling here on the Pro Watch Podcast, all things K-State sports. Quote, we talked about scoring more goals this season a lot because last season that was just something we wanted to work on, and we've seen a lot of goals this season so far, which is really exciting. I'm excited to see more, end quote, there as well. Let me see here. Langley Myers getting on the field, being a factor in this game. Quote from Langley Myers, she's coming off an injury, so we're going to pick up on that. Quote, it was just really exciting. I wanted to get back. I never knew really when I was going to get back just because it was a concussion, so you don't know really the timeline on that. Having that goal in the back of my mind was what helped me through the recovery process, and then being able to score and assist and help my team win tonight helped me get excited for the rest of the season and continue to contribute and help my team out any way I can, end quote. I had a spin on that there as well. So, yeah, Lee Myers, that's a name that wasn't talked about on this podcast last year. So you're getting contributions from newbies and or probably ladies that were on the team last year that are that didn't contribute that much. So there's that. And hey, man, hold up. Why are we telling important players about certain? Hey, I mean, it's fun and all that, but keep it on a download until after the match. We don't want to. And look, hey, luckily we won this game. That's the important thing there. But God, come on. I mean, these ladies, or depending on the sport you're watching at K-State, whether that's football, volleyball coming up, starting on Friday night, whatever. If there is a certain milestone, y'all need to be at least keep it to yourselves until after the game. That'll be much appreciated. We don't want to jinx anybody. Oh boy! But luckily, my sibling only touched the ball once. That was a save, her only save of the night, as her defense continues to shine along with his offense there, which I cried. Or I ran on a rant. I didn't cry, but I ran on a rant in the preseason. Y'all got to score more goals. Y'all got a legit defense. Y'all got to score more goals. Y'all want to win games. So far, somebody's listening to this podcast. So there's that. Next up for K-State Women's Soccer, they're going to be finish up their homestand on Sunday against, guess who? Nebraska comes to Manhattan to take on K-State. And can K-State keep their unbeaten streak going on Sunday? It's a primetime game. So there's that. Sunday night, 6:30. And I'm pretty sure you're going to have students back in town because of classes and whatnot. Well, let me see here. Don't quote me. I don't know if it's classes start or not. But I would imagine, you know, classes are nearing if they have not already started at K-State. So, again, you're in Manhattan. I'm sure that's it in the weekend. So, I'm pretty sure you're going to have there should be a good crowd out there at Busey Family Park on the upcoming Sunday night. Cannot wait. Yes, well, K-State got the momentum rolling right now after knocking off South Dakota State 2-0 last weekend there. So, I'll get this out immediately tonight. For y'all listening, pleasure there, since we didn't have an episode out yesterday, so that's on me there on that one. The Pro Budget Podcast, get it wherever podcasts are available. Daily Origins, according to Case, the content, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Case and Alex. Again, things are going to start picking up, so I need to get my head right and everything else like that there as well. Again, postcast. And even though, yes, it's a Tuesday postcast after every K-State event, don't matter. I am going to get to it one way or another. This will come out immediately, fresh, here in a little bit. And then, of course, we've told y'all multiple times about the football season opener. That's around the corner. That is next Saturday night. So there's that as well. And the volleyball opener this Friday night against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Make sure you do rate us, please. That helps out other K-State fans find out more about this podcast. K-State 2, South Dakota State, nothing. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer. This has been another edition, postcast edition, winning edition of the Pro Watcher Podcast. All things K-State LS, Cats.